You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
So what is this about? Well, if we would pay attention right now in this moment and just observe in our own inside, one of the things we could observe is the fact that we exist, that we just exist, and that you exist whether you have thoughts or not, feelings or not. You just are. If you look right now inside, you can see that this existence, as a matter of fact, is a very wide open, peaceful, harmonious state of being, let's call it that way, and that everything arises within this state. Just watch now. Thoughts pop up. You're not making thoughts, you're not creating thoughts, no, you observe thoughts. Just watch. They come out of nothingness, and they go back to nothingness. And everything that arises for us wants to grab our attention. Just watch. All these thoughts want you to get into them with your attention. And once you get into them, that little thought will develop into a little story. And then this little story will become your little story, which is another way of saying it will become your way of experiencing life. For instance, right now I just exist, and say an angry thought arises within me. If I get into this angry thought, that angry thought will come to life, because everything you give attention comes to life. And it will develop into a story. It will become my story, which means I will start experiencing life in an angry way. So I will approach life from that angle. And when I approach life in an angry way, I think I might get reactions from life that acknowledge my anger. So in that way, you could say you create a circle of experience, of angry experience, which acknowledges itself. Yeah? Because once I look from that angle, I will act from that angle, and I will get reactions on that angle. And that will confirm my anger. And all the time, just watch now, everything wants to have your attention. And as soon as you get into it, it becomes your reality. It becomes your version of the reality. It's not a reality, it's the angle you look at life. And that's why I often give this example from, you know, I might find my neighbor an annoying man and his wife loves him. So it says not so much about my neighbor. It says about how I look at my neighbor, how she looks at her at the neighbor. So you could say reality in itself is completely open. It's just what it is. And we have opinions about it. We have all these definitions about it. So, because just look now on the inside. What are these thoughts telling you? If you look well, you can see they are defining your reality. They're telling you, this is good, this is bad, this is nice, this is not nice, this is such, this is so. And all these definitions stem, of course, from your upbringing. Because you came to this world, you didn't know anything. Your parents had to tell you everything. Don't touch the stove, you might burn. Do this, don't do that, you know. They tell you what everything is and how you should relate to it. And that becomes your way of looking at life. And everything you experience on the inside is always acknowledging that way of looking. All the time it's acknowledging that way of looking. So all your definitions you tell yourself keep you within that way of looking. And then life always appears the same to you. So I think, if you want to experience a higher state, a wider state of being, a more peaceful state of being, I think it's crucial, and all serious traditions that focus on inner development agree on that, the first thing that should change is your relationship to your inner monologue. Because as long as you keep on telling yourself how everything is, well, everything will be like that for you. So you need something to withdraw your attention from all this turmoil. And I think one of the easiest ways and most practical ways to work with this is to focus on body perception. Because your body just is. Your body just is here. And by giving attention to that, that will come to life. By giving attention to turmoil, turmoil will come alive. It's easiest that what you give attention comes to life. So I strongly recommend is to give attention to body perception. A very easy way to do that is just to feel your feet on the ground. Just feel your feet on the ground. You don't have to think about it. It doesn't have to be interesting, spiritual, or whatever. No. You just have to feel them. Because that will withdraw your attention from all the things that want your attention. Just feel your feet on the ground. No matter what else you experience on the inside, just feel your feet on the ground. And every time a thought or an impression or whatever tries to capture your attention, you let go of that by shifting your attention away and shifting it towards feeling your feet on the ground. Just feel your feet. Just feel your feet on the ground. Just feel your feet. Very easy method to bring all this shattered attention, because now it's shattered over thousands of thoughts, to bring that all into one focal point. Just feel your feet on the ground. Don't make it interesting or spiritual, because it's not. It's just a help for bringing your attention in the here and now. So just feel your feet on the ground. Just feel your feet. No matter what else you experience. Just feel your feet on the ground. Don't dream away. Don't think about it. Just do it. Just feel your feet. Just feel your feet. Just feel your feet on the floor. That can't be too difficult, because you don't have to be special to do that. You don't need special techniques, special abilities, training. No. Your feet right now are standing on the ground. Just give attention to them instead of to all the other things. And you will see that if you really practice that, that you find yourself much more often back as this open space in which everything arises. It's very pleasant, very open. just by doing something simple like this. The only thing is, you have to do it. Just feel your feet. Don't get into the philosophies and the things. Just feel your feet. The good thing is you can do it everywhere, every time, all day long. Because otherwise, all day long, you give attention to all the things you tell yourself. So just feel your feet on the ground. As soon as something captured your attention, let go, don't think about it, bring your attention back to your feet. Just feel how they're standing on the ground. Just do it. Just feel your feet on the ground. Because right now, we have the bad habit of running along with anything that appears to us. It's creating a lot of chaos and disharmony within your life. Learn yourself another habit. Learn yourself to keep your attention with yourself. Just feel your feet on the ground. Just keep your attention where you are. And it will bring you in peace. Not by thinking about it, by doing it. It's very simple. And if you do it, very effective. Just feel your feet on the ground. No matter what else you experience. Just feel your feet. Just feel your feet on the ground. Feel your feet. Just feel your feet on the ground. Just feel your feet. No matter what you think about it, because it's meant to go beyond thought. So leave all your thoughts alone. Doesn't matter what you think about it. Doesn't matter how you feel about it. Just do it. Just feel your feet on the ground. Just feel your feet. Because there's nothing vague about this sort of training. I consider it very vague. That no matter what you do, that you think about someone, something else, somewhere else, somebody else, doesn't make you very effective. There's nothing vague about this. This brings your reality here, now, exactly where you are. So you can experience it more fully. Just keep your feet on the ground. Just feel your feet. Just feel your feet on the ground. Feel your feet. Don't dream away. Feel your feet on the ground. Just feel your feet. Feel your feet. Stay here. Feet on the ground. I strongly recommend you try to do that all day long, because your feet are on the ground all day long. It's meant for daily life, this exercise. Try to apply it in your daily life circumstances, and you'll be surprised what happens. Just do it. Don't think about it, just do it. Your feet are always there. Either you give attention to your definitions, your opinions, your wishes, your dreams, or you give attention to your feet, which will keep your being open, undefined. Just feel your feet on the ground. And you will slowly, slowly discover by doing it, only by doing it, that we as human beings always try to get grip on life by trying to think about it, feel about it, do things. You cannot get grip on life in that way. You will see that the more you keep your attention in one point, the more grip you have, because the things cannot pull you along that easy anymore. Just by feeling your feet on the ground. It's very simple. It's very, very powerful if you do it. And I know, no, it's not so spiritual. Better not. Because you only lose yourself in your fantasies about that. Which is thought, feeling, dreaming. So not helpful, because you want to get your attention here where you are. You want to get your attention in that state that everything is open. So not defined with another nice thought, philosophy, no. Just feel your feet on the ground and be open. And as soon as you notice that something captured your attention, you let go of that by shifting your attention back to your feet. Every time again. Because every time there's not a thought. I very strongly recommend to you that you work with this in daily life. It will change your daily life. Totally. Something simple like this. Just feel your feet on the ground.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M. Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.